101.1 The Wiz, Cincinnati's number one for hip-hop and R&B in the home of the Russ Parr Morning Show. Miss Ebony J in the building, holding things down on the only show where real talk meets real people, The Ebony J Show. And today we're going to do something totally different. I have a special guest in the building. With special guests, black-owned boys in the building. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
What's up, man?
What's good? I mean, 3 years have gone past, and now you guys are opening up your own store.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready for this?
Are you ready?
I'm trying to prepare myself.
Okay. We ready.
I mean, the anticipation is very high.
Yeah. I mean, we've been building this brand now 3 years. We feel like we've done all we can do on the streets, what we call it. So now we're taking it to retail, and we're excited. The city is excited. That's what keeps us excited. So both myself and Merck, we looking to continue to inspire the city. And we think the store is going to be a hub for all those cool things that come through the city. That's what we on.
When you hear the phrase, started from the bottom, like, what do y'all think of? Like, how do y'all identify with that?
I wouldn't even say it's the bottom. It's the core. You got to start somewhere. People just say the bottom. It's not always the bottom. You start, but you don't always make it to the top. So that really wasn't even the bottom. We just started from a passion. Started from a passion. That's all. It ain't really from the bottom.
Okay. I like that. Now, what is a normal day like for you two?
I wouldn't call it normal.
Why not normal?
You know what? It's the balance. You know, as young entrepreneurs, you have to find that balance between good business. You know, you have to find that balance between personal life. And we do other things outside of Black Owned. You know, Black Owned is a thing that's jumping right now, but we have other adventures that we enjoy that we're working on as well. So it's just finding that balance. But, you know, we get up early. Like, you know, this morning we got up and drove to Dayton to find fabric that they didn't have in Cincinnati. And then we drove back here to do this interview with you. So we had to already be on the road by 8 to get there to get back here in time. So it's just, you know, reminding yourself what you do it for and who you do it for. So the days are, like he said, they're not necessarily normal, but, you know, we enjoy it because we work for ourselves. We work for y'all, but we work for ourselves.
So y'all don't have, like, a 9-to-5 backup plan?
No.
No.
We're doing this for real. This is a life. This, you eat, sleep, breathe this. You can't really clock in and clock out.
Not doing it the way that we wanted to do it.
Okay.
Like, when we started, we told ourselves we're going to have to make a lot of sacrifices. Like, people look at us and they be like, man, I know Merck and Means eating, you know, all these Black-owned shirts. But they don't know, you know what I mean? Like, when we started this brand, Merck and Means was splitting $20. Like, bro, we're gonna use this 10 to get through the week. You use your 10, I use my 10. If you got overflow, then we'll work it out there. But we told ourselves we're gonna do away with the jobs, and we're gonna really put everything into the brand. And that's what we did. And now we're to the point where we don't have to have a job. You know, we ain't on, you know what I mean? But we take care of ourselves. We able, you know, we always joke with each other, we say, we can pay our rent. We can go to the grocery store. We good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're going to wiggle. Everything else is going to work itself out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's really where we at. But we on our way, though, you know, and we don't say that arrogantly. We say that, you know, in confidence, knowing that we're going to continue to work hard.
So, y'all stopped working and just devoted it all to selling the brand.
Mm-hmm.
So, what does it feel like seeing your brand across the nation like this? Like, Rick Ross and Jeezy was walking y'all stuff. Like, how did that feel?
It still ain't hit me.
But you know what? That's great. Like, Ross and Jeezy. Like, I was excited about the Jeezy thing. I don't really get excited about many things. But something that trumped that, yesterday we was in Today's Paper, in the Cincinnati Inquirer. And the people, the complete strangers that have been calling and reaching out to us and coming to the store and saying that they're proud of us. These people don't know us.
Right.
They've never seen us. They're going out of their way. Mm-hmm. Their day to come to our store that's not even open yet. Just come to the store to shake our hands and say they're proud. Like, that gave me a feeling that I can't even describe. Like,
yeah.
I'm saying, like, it's a feeling like that a parent has when their child does something, like, and they're excited. Like, and yesterday I told bro, like, man, we should have been doing this. Like, you should have been doing something like positive, like,
yeah,
in a manner where you leave your mark on the world. It's not just like the brand is. It was leaving its mark on the world, and we don't even think we even really fully understand what we're doing.
The funny thing about your brand is it says black on. Like, are you all catching slack from that? That's very controversial. Like, does it make people feel uncomfortable to see black on you guys' clothing?
You know what? Yeah, is the honest answer, the straightforward answer. But
the love outweighs the hate. I will say that before you. The love outweighs the hate.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. But to go in a little bit, we look at it like this. There's nothing in the world that's 100% liked by everybody. Okay. So black owned is just another one of those things. So I could, put all of my energy into those people that email us, that question us, like, what if I had a white owned brand, or what if I had this? I could put all my energy into that, and give my, every day, my every hour to those people. Or I could look at it and say, do I be more concerned with these people that are slightly offended? Because it's just different. It's not the norm. It's nothing wrong with anything being just simply black owned. That's just a statement.
Right.
Just a truth. What's racist about it? Nothing. But it's different from the American norm. We're so used to the American norm that we're not necessarily supposed to be excited about who we are.
Or proud about it.
Proud about it. But we are. You know what I mean? Because we come from areas where a lot of us didn't get out of it. So instead of putting our energies into those people who are offended, we would rather put our energies into those people who we inspire. So for those people to say, but what about the people you are going to offend with your brand? I ask them, what about those kids? What about those older people who we're going to inspire? Some people who lost hope, believe it or not, this brand have made people smile and gave them hope again. Like, you know what? These young men are doing something that's inspiring our city and the culture. So we're not really too concerned with those people. I mean, we'll address your emails because I do. I'm passionate like that. Merk, show me the email, and I'm on it. I'm responding to an email right now.
He came to my phone. I showed it to him.
For real?
And I'm responding to it right now because I don't want anybody to think, Merk and Means is racist. We didn't grow up like that. You know what I mean? And just to be honest, I went to an all-white university. So I had to have that mind state to transcend, race, and actually I went to a known, I don't want to, put this out there, but most people say the university that I went to is a racist university, but I did well because I was able to look past that, to transcend that. And that's what people are going to have to do. And this brand, we want to build it to where when you say black owned, you may not necessarily think about just two black people, but you think about what's embedded in that name. It's just, and it's simple, but it's also powerful. So
yeah, majority of the people that came to congratulate us and to call us were white people.
That's what I was about to say. This brand is not just for black people.
Exactly.
Yeah,
let's make that clear.
But it's the, they stereotype it once they see it, and then they really don't want to look into it. But it's a conversation piece. These people were called because they read the article. They understood what black owned means to us. And they're proud. They're like, you inspired us and you inspired other people. So they're proud about that. But, we have the majority of people who are ignorant and don't want to look into something. They just want to have their first perception of it and let that be. But that's fine. We like that. We love that our brand is a conversation piece, whether it be good or bad conversation. It's still a conversation.
When we created it, that's what we wanted to do. We want to challenge society. And yeah, we're both black, and yeah, black owned. So our main customer demographic is going to be African Americans or people of color, and we know that. But a lot of people are like, you're going to miss out on a lot of money if you don't figure out how to revamp this brand. And then I remind people that actually, African Americans spend a large percentage of their income on fashion.
Yeah.
So when you do your research and when we get it to the point where we're spending our monies with each other.
Amen.
Which I promote. And it's nothing racist about that either, because other cultures are already doing it and nobody makes a fuss about it. Like on my block, and when I say block, not literally my neighborhood, I mean the block where our store is, 822 Elm Street, shameless plug. On the same block that our store is on, you have a Lebanese restaurant. And then you have another restaurant, which is German-inspired, but I think it's owned by Jews. I'm not sure.
Okay.
100% sure. But I know that the restaurant, the Lebanese restaurant, says Lebanese.
Okay.
Nobody made any fuss over that, because it's expected for
Correct.
Foreigners to come to our country and keep their culture, to not lose who they are. But for us as young African Americans, people expect us to not have any culture or not have any, you know, memory of who we are or want to be embedded in, you know, what we come from. So we inspiring the people. We challenging the culture and we excited about it. So, you know, we're going to keep selling the brand and we're going to keep, you know, trapping, as we call it.
Trapping out that Hyundai. That's what I'm talking about. Do y'all wear other people's brand?
Me personally, no.
He going to say it like he don't know that. Why?
You don't?
Why?
Do you?
No, because if I'm selling you my brand and I have on someone else's, what makes you want to buy mine?
You're right. And you guys look good in y'all brand, too. Like, every time I see y'all, y'all always fly with it.
Don't flirt with us.
I'm just saying.
Something might happen.
Oh, whatever. Y'all just be fly.
Nah, but, yeah, man, that's it. That's all it is. It's not that we don't support other people, because I bought shirts from other brands that I never wore, that I gave to somebody else just to show my support. But I'm black on every day. I never know who I'm going to run into. I might run into Diddy in the airport.
And you got on somebody else's
stuff. It's unlikely that you're going to really see Diddy in the airport, because he on the PJ.
Private.
I mean, something might just happen randomly, and you might just see Diddy, man. He going to ask you, like, what's up? What's going on? I've seen it before. Because now it's to the point that even though we're not in every city, you know, the way we are here in Ohio, but people have seen it, because the internet has given us that opportunity to spread the brand a lot quicker than what it used to be in the 80s and the 90s. Even the early 2000s. So you might run into the right person and you don't got it on, and you smacking yourself because you kicking yourself because you don't have a black owned shirt on and you really want this person to see this.
See it.
Yeah, so we black owned every day, man. Like, my undershirt black owned.
What?
Yeah, we trying to.
Y'all got the black owned drawers too?
Man, we working on it. We just
talking about
that
in the car. Like literally, like in the car talking about it.
How do you all come up with what you're going to design? Like, what is your influence?
Every day. I mean, you want to be fly, and what's better than being fly on your own?
But, like, how do y'all come up, like, because
Oh, you mean, like, what we're going to sell?
Yeah, like, what y'all going to sell? Like, how does shirts, the hoodies, the...
I usually do most of that, and then once I get it together, I run it through Merc just to, you know, get a second opinion, and then we got other people that help us out to design things, too. But... It's mainly, you know, seeing where fashion is headed.
Okay.
You know, and what people are buying, what's cool, what's not, and then you put your own twist on it.
So you're like studying the trend.
Yeah, I mean, every day I'm on different. Yeah, I'm on blogs. I'm on, you know, I mean, different websites. I'm not gonna pub those sites, but I'm on different websites. I'm watching fashion shows. You know what I mean? I'm doing these things. People just think, like, you know, I got a brand. I want to sell a shirt. And that's cool. You know what I mean? Because that's how we started. Mm-hmm. And you can't throw no shade at that, because that's how anything starts. Right. Small. But like I said, we look into it, you know, and fashion is funny, because now in the industry, you get a lot of these high fashion lines that are actually, you know, looking to work with smaller brands. I mean, and they're piggybacking, I would call it, off ideas that come from streetwear. And then you got streetwear that's piggybacking off ideas from high fashion.
Right.
So what you got, basically everybody is piggybacking off of each other. And the next person with the dope piece is the person that takes something that's traditionally worn one way and adds something to it. You know, it's like, you know, a flannel shirt with the buttons, and then you put a zipper on the front instead of using the buttons. You know, when that first was done, people were like, that's dope. You know what I mean? So It's those things, but we look at what people like, and we try to figure out different ways to get people to wear it, because we don't sell over the top pieces. We sell you the experience, how you can wear it. So what we're showing you is, yeah, this may just be a hoodie, but look at how we put it on. You know what I mean? Do it like this and you might get on. Like, so
y'all got that kind of brand that make them panties drop.
But yeah, man, that's how that works.
It's just different.
You can't help but keep it simple, huh? Different how? Talk to me, man.
You got some brands that have a name, like somebody's name,
right?
Or even another name. which is the usual.
Okay.
Black owned offers you fashion, and you're making a statement.
Yeah.
So it's different because for years, fashion has really just been like Michael Donatello. I'm making this up. You know what I mean?
Right.
But his name sounds fancy, so I'm buying it. Plus, it's $300 for this T-shirt.
Right.
Like, I'm in it right now. Like, you can't get it. So that's what fashion has been. But now it's like we put something to the market and like, oh, that looks nice. But I'm also making a statement when I wear it. People feel excited. So it's just, it is. That's,
I will say our supporters are very passionate so much. Like, you would think that, like, they own it. Like, they put their sweat and tears into this. Like,
but they did, though.
They be serious about it.
Because since he built this brand.
They like, serious about it. Like, I will say, like, people that deal with us, they really do. Like,
everybody who's anybody is rocking this brand. I've seen babies with it, kids, uncles, aunties. Like, everybody's rocking it, grandparents.
It's the people's brand, man. Like, we just, you know, we just driving a vehicle. But for real, the people run this brand. Don't try to flex on one of our customers about what they wearing, because they're going to let you know how they feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's like basically you're in control of your own destiny. Black owned is a brand that helps us take ownership. It helps us be, when we rock it, we are owning our destiny. We are owning the power that we have to live up to our full potential. So, you know, you guys are black owned. You own your own business. And our destiny is kind of sort of in your hands, because if we are trying to take ownership of who we are and what God has, in the purpose that God has created us for, and we want this black on shirt to rock, but Merc is tired and Means wants to go do something else today, then we will not be serviced. But now you guys actually are opening a store, so you no longer have to come and serve us.
Are y'all looking forward to that part of it?
It's definitely a blessing. For one, it's definitely a blessing. Two,
get a break.
It's just elevation. It's just elevation. You know, you only can do certain things for so long. Like,
yeah.
You have to grow. You have to progress.
I could tell y'all really like this. Like, but what's y'all favorite part about it?
I'll let him go first.
I just recently, like people saying that they proud. Like, you know, like, I always say, like, I just want to make my mama proud, my kids proud, and be able to provide. Like, but to actually, like, make people that don't know me, like, they proud of what I'm doing. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's a different kind of high.
You're an African American man that sells clothing. Like, you're the CEO of the company, of the business. This is your brand. Mm-hmm. This is not something that's normal. This is not something that we see. Now these kids can say that they want to be like Merc. They want to be like me. They want to be black owned. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole nother thing. Like, you guys doing this and staying dedicated to it. Like, we've been watching 3 years and you've done this. I can't wait to see where you're going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and how many other people are going to be where they're going to be, because they're looking at you. They see
exactly.
It. Like you said, it started off by you just putting something on a shirt. Well, best believe some kids seen y'all do that, and they're trying to figure out what they can put on a shirt because they
exactly.
want to do it too.
Exactly.
And it's getting money a whole nother way. And, you know, people say, you know, you know, hustle and y'all be on the block. Y'all hustling on the block with shirts, though.
True.
You know what I'm saying? That's saving lives. That's sending a message. So, I mean, I just really commend y'all, like, to even take that responsibility.
Oh, man, we thank you.
Like, for real. And your family, man, your music, like, y'all balancing this. Like, how?
You got to want it.
Yeah, definitely. And you got to believe. You got to believe. Like, it's a higher power. We definitely believe in it.
We get a lot of people that hit us up and ask us, like, we see what y'all doing. Can y'all help us? They want to know how we do it. And I just tell them, just get it done, because there's no formula.
We couldn't even tell you.
Really?
Couldn't tell you.
I mean, we don't come from family necessarily. You know, Merc got a couple people in his family that are business pioneers, but I don't come from a family of business. So we learning this on the go. So it's basically just getting it done. You know, be relentless. Like, Merc and Means don't sleep. I've had customers call me at 3 a.m, and I'm like, man, do you know what time it is?
And it's hard to even, like, look at your phone and ring. You know somebody that wants something, be like, I have to go to sleep. Like, I can't.
But I go sell him a shirt.
Yeah, like, I just.
I just did. Because if you that bold to call me at 3 in the morning, you must really want this shirt.
Right.
You know, but, I mean, this particular customer was telling me they were on their way out of town. I'm like, you knew you was going out of town all day.
Right.
But things happen, and I got up, and I went and sold that person a couple shirts, actually. And it's just like, even though you can't do that all the time, it's those moments that get you over, because it reminds you of where you were and what you're willing to do to put yourself on.
Yeah.
I'm not working for somebody every day getting you rich, and I'm just getting a small portion of it. That's my mind state. That's an entrepreneur's mind state.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited that other young men are seeing us do this, and they too want to work for themselves. Why not?
Yeah.
So.
What advice do you have for people that are aspiring to be fashion designers?
I'll give that to Mings. He's the fashion designer. I'm
the best. Y'all teamwork is impeccable.
We stay in our lanes.
Like, he does the designing, you do the marketing.
We stay in our lanes.
Yeah, you know, but
it crosses paths because it's only two of us. But majority of the time, bro does his do and I do mine, and it works out like that.
I wouldn't necessarily even say I'm a fashion designer at this point. You know what I mean? I have design pieces.
Okay.
I have. But I'm more of just like, you know, we hustlers, man. We brand builders. You know what I mean? We breaking the barrier. You know, just so happen we use fashion as the vehicle because we like to be fly.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But everybody want to call themselves a fashion designer, and I don't want to take away from those people who really have studied the culture and really put blood, sweat, and tears. And, you know, learning to sew. You know, I actually interned for a while just to learn how to sew. You know what I mean? And I'm not, you know, the best, which is why we got a seamstress.
Right.
But I wanted to know the inner workings of what I was getting myself into.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? At this point, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, oh, yeah, I'm a fashion designer, because I'm not. But I'm using fashion to influence the culture. So, you know what I mean? It's just... And that's all it is. But we know our, as the article said, I think, you know, we know our lanes. We stay in our lanes. I tell Merk, he a hustler. I get him the product, he gonna sell it.
Mm-hmm.
I handle the business, make sure we good on that side of things, and Merk gonna make sure these customers get what they looking for, which is an experience. So
I like that. 5 years from now, black owned, where will you be? Where will we see?
On a boat.
See, people don't, like, he laughing, because I always be like, bruh, I need a boat. Like, I have to get a boat. And what made it even realer, yesterday my mama was like, oh, yeah, you ain't know I want a boat, too? So the motivation to get a boat now just got, it got real. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wanted a boat just to parlay. Like, now my mama want a boat. I got to get a boat.
As a brand. In the next five years, we'll have black owned shops in all of the major black cities, black owned stores. We're gonna do it in Atlanta. We're gonna do it in DC. We're gonna do it in Miami. We're gonna take it to Cali.
Mm.
I mean, we're gonna take it to Africa, and we're gonna do it like that because people don't understand. Like, we really trying to pull this fashion show off in Africa. Like, that was under the rug, but I'm gonna just throw that out there because, and it sounds cliche, but it. Like I said, we don't know much about ourselves because they're not telling us.
Right.
So you got to be willing to go find it.
Mm-hmm.
So why not go back, you know what I mean? You know, and just enjoy what's there for us to learn.
Right.
And really, you know, be excited about our culture, because we are excited. We're not shameful to be black.
Mm-hmm.
This is who we are. And it's hard for us, you know what I mean? So 5 years from now, you know, myself, I'm going to be off into that music heavy. You know, I'm like really the livest. Just to be honest, I put the music to the back right now, because the brand is what's moving. The brand pay my bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, music is something that's been in me since a kid. So black owned is a springboard for that. You know what I mean? But 5 years from now, I'll be making good music, selling black owned across the world. And Merk will be, you know, taking care of the family, keeping black owned in line. So that's where we at.
Generational wealth.
I like that.
Generational wealth, man. You gotta want to be able to provide for your family.
We're gonna be kicking it with you 5 years from now, because we know where you headed.
We're gonna turn up.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Nah.
Matt, tell them where they can follow y'all and, you know, get more information about Black On.
I am Black On. It's I as in inspiring, M as in millions, Black On Instagram. Instagram runs the world right now.
I like that.
Generational wealth, man. You got to want to be up.
822 Am Street, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45202.
It's going down this Saturday.
And the website, blackon19xx.com. Check out the website. We're rebuilding that right now, so that'll be up so you can purchase Black On in whatever city you are. We got a lot of people that follow us that are not in Cincinnati or not in Ohio. So
that's what's up. So what if we just want to follow you guys and get to know you? Where do we go?
Follow Merc and Means, too, at Blame Merc. Blame Merc, at Macho Means.
Yeah, follow us. It was my fault. Blame Merc.
You heard it right here on WizNation.com. The Ebony J Show is the only show where real talk meets real people. It's 101.1 The Wiz.